On the health care question, let me ask you this. You have a Republican Party that seems, and of course there's a long way to go, but seems poised to nominate someone for the presidency who wrote what has been described as, or didn't write, but did sign and did push for and did help implement what was described as the blueprint for what you call Obamacare, this Romney Care in Massachusetts. Can Republicans, if that's the guy at the top of the ticket, really make the case that President Obama overreached on health care?
I think President Obama overreached on health care. It's unconstitutional. It has a mandate that requires individuals to buy a product. That's unconstitutional, I believe. As I said, it costs the states billions of dollars, Texas $27 billion, yeah. And it doesn't improve the outcomes.
Yeah.
I think free market permissive reforms of our entitlements, similar to what I talked about, plus others, letting people buy insurance across state lines, national tort reform, are steps in which will improve health care for all Americans at less money.
I think a lot of people will agree with that, but I'm not sure it answers my question, though. Is what they passed in Massachusetts, would you consider it the blueprint for what they did at the national level? And if Mitt Romney is the nominee, how can Republicans make the argument that it's bad?
Well, first of all, I'm going to make the argument that it's bad. I'll let Mitt Romney, if he's the nominee, explain that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you're all running on the same ticket, isn't that tough?
I'm not sure that we're all running on the same ticket. I'm running for the United States Senate, and our nominee will be running for president. I will be supporting our nominee.